Secretary McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ready.
Hello?
Bob?
Bob McNamara, Mr. President.
How you getting on?
Very well, sir. I called to say that you may remember Dean Ruskin, and you and I talked briefly about the need for a Vietnam speech. We prepared such a speech, and Dean and I had discussed the desirability of my giving it next Thursday night. I have to make a speech here in Washington at that time. I sent a draft over to your office last night to Mike Forrestal, who was going to give it to you.
He hadn't given it to me. I'll get it from him and read it over the weekend. I think it's good. I think if you could, that you ought to go up and sit down with Greening and Marsh.
Well, I think I should, and I think...
What I'd do is ask Van Mansfield, just say, now, I don't want to debate. I don't want to argue. I don't want to convince anybody. But I would like for them to know my viewpoint. And I'm going to make this speech, and the President asked me to ask you if you'd get Morrison Greening in your office and let me visit with him a little bit about it.
Very good. I'll do that. I've got to make the speech Thursday night, and I'll do that before I do it Thursday.
I'll get it over the weekend. You going to be at home weekend?
Yes, sir, I will. I think I can take a lot of the heat off of you on this Vietnam issue, Mr. President. There's just a lot of misunderstanding on it in this country. And that's the real purpose for it.
Now, what are we going to do? We're going to do more of the same, except we're going to firm it up and strengthen it, and what else?
Well, it's really a...
What is a one-sentence statement of what our policy is out there?
Our policy is to help Khan provide the physical security and the economic and social progress for his people that he needs in order to gain their support.
All right, but that's what we've been doing.
Well, we haven't done it very effectively, and neither have they.
Why aren't the Russians as interested in this as we are? Why aren't the French and the English? Why do they want the communists to take over all Southeast Asia?
Well, I think the French are obviously pursuing their own national aims, and they think that we're going to lose out there anyhow, and they might as well advance their national strength and prestige while we're losing.
Looks like to me that the Russians would be more interested in saving Vietnam than we are.
Well, you can't be sure what their position is. I think we...
Doesn't that seem logical to you? And if they're in a war with them and they got a civil war going on between 800 million Chinese and the Russians, why do they want to see the Chinese communists envelop Southeast Asia?
I think the reason that they can't take a strong position against the Chinese communists here is that to do so will lose them the support of communist parties elsewhere in the world. I think the Soviets are...
I thought they just thought we had an umbrella over them like de Gaulle does and thought we'd do it and they didn't need it anymore.
I don't think so. I think they are in a very sensitive position for control of communist parties worldwide. And if they appear to be soft in opposing us in Vietnam, they'll be charged with that and lose control. In any event, I've tried to prepare a strong statement here of what we're doing, why we're doing it, and what the prospects are.
All right. What can I say to the press? They're going to come in after a while and just visit with me. Haven't you got something startling over in your shop?
Oh, I'm just trying to think. If you want to, you might say that you've continue to emphasize, particularly to the Defense Department, which has such a high percentage of the federal budget, the need for increasing our strength while doing so to reduce costs by increasing efficiency, and that you understand that we will have some further announcements to make on that subject in the next couple of weeks. It looks as though, Mr. President, we could bring to you a package of base closings, which don't appear to be too difficult politically, that would bring in savings of something on the order of 60, 70 million a year, and I hope within 2 weeks to be able to bring that to your attention.
I asked the Joint Chief of Staff, and I talked to them to keep riding herd and over and above what they're doing your cost consciousness program, and the Air Force made a report Bozo McKee did where he'd save a few million here and there. Doesn't amount to much there.
But I think we can pick up 60 to 70 million in this set of actions that it's not really not.
Where are you closing them?
Well, there are a lot of procurement offices scattered all over the country that have anywhere from, say, 100 to 200 people in them, and we can consolidate a lot of these and save about $18 million a year there, and this is not difficult politically. Then we have 14 bases overseas that I think we can close and save some there. Then we've got a handful of fairly tough ones in this country, four or five. One's in Ohio, if I remember correctly, and there are a few other places around the country.
Many
but
in Texas.
But they opened this overseas.
Got many in Texas?
No, sir. I don't remember any one at the
got
moment.
Got any in Kansas or Iowa or Nebraska?
There's not enough in Kansas, apart from these bomber bases, which we can't move on at the moment, to do very much with. That's our problem there. But I'll bring this list to your attention in a couple of weeks, and I think you'd be safe in saying that you put the pressure on us to do something, and we think we'll be able to do it in an announcement in 2 or 3 weeks, and that'll still leave you room to maneuver in whatever you don't want to do.
See, the Navy's giving out figures about how many they're going to cost jobs in various places. Did you see those?
I saw that at the shipyard. I don't know how the hell that got out.
I don't think they ought to do that.
No, neither do I. I completely agree with you, and I don't know how it got out either. I haven't had
think of anything else?
Sir, I can't.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
Thank you.